We all have our heroes. For many of us, and our dads, it's former Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken. In this city and beyond, Ripken is something of a legend. Lots of us at one point wore his number 8 jersey on our backs, had pictures and posters of him in the corners of our homes, and even knew where he lived in Hunt Valley after he retired. For everyone else outside of Baltimore, he's a more distant figure who represents something bigger. And for many, it's something even worth rapping about.
I ain't tripping, boy. I play the corner like Ripken, boy. With the 40 cal Ripken, boy. Ripple, boy. I ain't tripping, I play the corner like Ripken. With the 40 cal Ripken. Got a passion to be.
This is Roughly Speaking Newsroom Edition, the flagship podcast of the Baltimore Sun, featuring stories from our city and our state that you can't get anywhere else. On behalf of the Baltimore Sun, thanks for joining us. Today, we highlight the work of Celine Sanfelice, a features reporter at the Capitol in Annapolis, whose latest project illuminates the many references to Ripken's life and legacy in rap music. Celine, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll start with the question on everyone's mind. How did you think of this?
So I love rap. I love hip hop. And before I started working at the Capitol as a full-time newspaper reporter, I used to do a lot of like hip hop blogging. I wrote for a blog called DJ Booth and a couple others. And so I've always kind of had, you know, an ear and just kept my head in that kind of world. And I am a huge fan of Cardi B. So I'd listened to her new album a bunch of times. And it was actually this past winter that I was driving and the song Drip came on with, I think, Takeoff, one of the Migos. And I heard Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken, Citizen Griffin.
And I had heard it, but I had never really processed it before. And I was like, he just said Cal Ripken, and Cal Ripken lives in Annapolis. I think I can spin this. And I was like, I wonder how many times Cal Ripken has come up in rap music. So I did like a quick genius search, and it was like way more times than I expected. So I just like stopped what I was doing that next day at work, and I got a Google Doc, and I started putting together all these different references to see how many there were, and I came up with like I think 50 at that point. And I was like, this is a story. Like, this is definitely a story. This is our guy, and he's like a rap legend, kind of. And yeah, I was so excited that this piece of Baltimore and Annapolis that we share kind of now is something that is so frequent in hip hop. And yeah, I was just so blown, and I'm really excited to share what I learned from all of this and all of the different results with everyone else.
Meanwhile, it's so funny because Cal Ripken doesn't listen to rap. He doesn't like rap. This is something that I pulled from your story. How does he feel about being this rap god?
So once I had kind of figured out, okay, this is definitely a story and I need to ask him about this, it was coming up on National Adoption Day, and his now wife, Laura Ripken, the judge, is always, you know, the head of National Adoption Day at Anne Arundel County Circuit Court in Annapolis. And so I knew he would be there because I covered last National Adoption Day, and he usually gives the kids baseballs. And I had talked to him just for a few minutes last year about what is it like to be here, yada, yada. And so I thought I could go through all of his press people and email people and try and figure out a time with him, or I could just ask him right now. So, I mean, I covered National Adoption Day. I did the whole thing. And then Judge Ripken and he were just kind of standing there. And, I mean, people are constantly coming up to him after, I mean, every event, but definitely after this event, people want to talk to him and take a picture. And so I had to wait a little while, and I felt bad because I'm not even asking about National Adoption Day, but I have to ask this question. So I start talking to them, and I said, you know, I started doing this project. I heard your name on the radio, and I've counted, and there's more. At this point, there's more than 50 songs that I've found, and it goes all the way back to the late 90s, all the way up to, it was then 2018, so this year. Did you know this? Like, what do you think? And they both kind of laughed, and I think that he said he didn't know that there were that many, but I said, do you listen to rap music? And Judge Ripken said, you listen to more of Motown, right? And so I think he's more of a country fan. And he said that he has, he called them his basketball friends. He said that he has friends in other sports who had mentioned to him that he comes up in rap songs. So he wasn't necessarily surprised by it. But what he told me, and the quote that we have in the piece that I thought was really great, was that his streak is something that people relate to across all sorts of different professions and interests. And he said he has factory workers and teachers and all sorts of people who really strive to emulate what he did with that streak and show up to work every single day and do your best because people will pay attention to that. I think it gives people hope that when you show up every day for thousands of days, people will respect that. And it's something that maybe you won't get the whole ballpark to cheer you out for, or maybe you won't show up in a rap song, but I think it's something really powerful that people relate to. So he wasn't necessarily surprised that people related to it, but I think he thought that it was really cool that it showed up in this way. And I think that, you know, as sports evolve, sports is obviously something that comes up in rap a lot, but I think it's a testament to his legacy that he still comes up, and the fact that this is really relatable. So it's something that people want to strive for.
So obviously I know what the streak is. I'm from Baltimore. Some describe it as the most memorable sports moment in history. But for those who are listening and are maybe aren't from here, what do you mean when you say the streak?
Sure. So this is actually the anniversary of the streak. So in 1995, September 6th, Cal Ripken played his 2,131st game, breaking Lou Gehrig's record for most consecutive games played in baseball. And so that made him the Iron Man. And Lou Gehrig was formerly the Iron Horse. So this was a huge moment in baseball history, and we are now in the 24th anniversary. And so you can see throughout the decades that this is still something that people think about and that people remember. And like you said, that was such an exciting moment for them. And I think whenever an anniversary comes up, you see that people kind of still want to emulate that. The hard work, the being able to show up every single day, it still means something to people 24 years later.
And overall, when we look at the lyrics for all of these references, are they testaments to his streak mostly? Is that mostly the theme? Or are the references more tributes to the fact that he's from Baltimore, that he was from, you know, that he played on the Orioles for so long? What are they talking about when rappers bring him up?
So there's kind of a different mix of things. Sometimes there are metaphors that become like drug related. So there'll be slang words used for drugs, or like being on a base would be like being on a corner. But it's not always like that. And even when it is related to drugs, it still means that you're working hard. It means that you're the hardest worker out there and that you're out there every day, that you have dedication, whether that's, you know, in rapping or dealing drugs or just doing what you do to work hard. And there's a couple of different creative lyrics that I think there's one that uses his name Cal Ripken and takes the last part as like Ken and talks about like Barbie and Ken.
I hit a homer with your Barbie and let the cow rip Ken. Yo.
So it's not necessarily always about the streak, but generally if he's brought up, it's always about working the hardest. And I mean, that can be tied to the streak too, but for Baltimore rappers, it's also a lot about this is the person that they grew up watching.
I was born in 93. Cal Ripken was the man.
Try to do it for the city, baby. That's why I call this Cal Ripken.
Love my city like Nina Cal Ripken.
It's a big nostalgia thing that this was someone that they looked up to and someone who was kind of like a superhero to them. And they want to be just like that. So for Baltimore rappers, it brings up an icon and you bring up the Orioles. But I think it's just the fact that Cal Ripken made himself a hero for so many people, whether that's Baltimore or outside of Baltimore, people who watched baseball growing up or, you know, all those years ago. But there is a variety of uses, and I think that's really interesting.
Something that caught my eye in the project is that most of the references to Cal Ripken in rap sort of start around the same time. They all sort of start around 1998, and then they sort of peaked around 2012. How can we explain this timeline?
The 21-31 was 1995. That was the official break of Lou Gehrig's streak, but Cal Ripken did not stop his own streak until 1998, and that's when Fife Dawg and Tribe Called Quest immediately, you know, started rapping about him. And so it hasn't stopped really since then. I mean, I haven't found a mention in 2019, but that doesn't mean that there is not one. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to continue just because there's never been anyone like him. This streak hasn't been broken yet, and people see him as undefeatable. So even though Cal Ripken is long retired and it's been like many anniversaries of the streak, I don't think this is anything that's going away.
Yeah, so that makes sense, because even though the streak has, you know, long since been forgotten, it still hasn't been broken.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, I think it's a nostalgia thing for people too. So as long as there's never been anything like this, it's something for people to look back on. It's something that's going to continue to show up definitely in rap. But like my view as a person who was born in 1995 is like, and someone who doesn't watch baseball is like, yes, he's a baseball legend, but now he's retired and he lives in Annapolis. But, I mean, you can see it. Like, I see it at National Adoption Day, and I've seen him at other baseball games. Like, this is something that makes people's eyes sparkle, and just, he's so huge still. So, as long as he's a legend, which I think he always will be, even if the streak is broken in our lifetimes, he's going to keep coming up.
And let's talk about some of the actual lyrics that you found. What were some of the most memorable?
Yeah, so there was that Barbie and Ken reference, which is actually like from a rap battle. It was strange because when you start really digging into something, I've done a project like this before. If I can just back up for a second. I did a project about 3 or 4 years ago where I made a list like this, a timeline of every song that a rapper has dedicated to his or her mother. And in all of that time, I never came up with so many rap battles. For some reason, there are a lot of rap battles here that Cal Ripken comes up in. And then those get recorded and processed into albums and put on Genius, all the same as mixtapes and EPs and albums from independent artists. So that was really interesting, and that Barbie and Ken lyric comes up in one of those. And then I really like the Tribe Called Quest and the Fife Dawg lyric.
On competition, we hitting like Cal Ripken. Call me the Cal Ripken of the industry.
That's where it all started. So, and like Fife Dawg and Tribe Called Quest are legends in themselves, so I think that's kind of a really cool thing. But I think my favorite out of all of them is definitely the Jay-Z lyric from The Blueprint.
I was moving birds like an Oreo fitted. I'm Cal Ripken, sugar, let's get it.
That one, I think it's just the most motivating. And I think Jay-Z is the only one that's kind of like, for lack of a better word, like, let's get it. Like, let's go do that. So, yeah, I love that one. And then, of course, like the lyrics from Drip in Cardi B's song, that's, I think, what our generation, the song that our generation knows the most, because it's like one of the most recent and one of the most popular by far on this list. So it's really fun that you can kind of just, as you're listening, you can hear Cal Ripken's name come up, and that's a part of Baltimore and Annapolis history that we have in hip-hop.
Who are some of the local Baltimore artists who came up in this project?
Yeah, so there are a few of them, and then some of them weren't on Genius, so I had to do some searches, and I know that there are definitely more. There are definitely more that I haven't even processed because I couldn't find them from immediate searches or on Google or from asking for recommendations. So I would really encourage artists who are hearing this or who have read my story, if you do make Cal Ripken part of your music, please send it to me if it's, you know, part of hip hop, because I would love to, you know, keep this list going as history goes on. But some of them are Lor Skuta.
I got hits, a lot of hits, just like Cal Ripken.
D. Yelv is one of them.
Call me Cal Ripken. Call me Cal Ripken. Call me Cal Ripken. Call me Cal Ripken.
What you repping, Baltimore? Put the town on the scene.
And actually, A$AP Ant, who was part of the A$AP Mob, people I think most popularly know A$AP Rocky. He's no longer in A$AP Mob, I don't think, but he moved to New York. He's actually from Baltimore. And so one of the most recent singles that came out, I think, might just be called Cal Ripken. And he uses the Cal Ripken's photo as his album art, which I think is so cool. And he does it in a really cool way with his signature. He was willing to talk to me about it and what that nostalgia meant to him. And you can see from music videos the way that Baltimore artists treat Cal Ripken in their songs and talk about the Orioles. I mean, it's something you kind of have to do almost. And there's, I think, a bit much bigger level of respect that comes there versus someone who just throws in a name of an athlete that they know or throws in the name of a legend rather than someone that you really grew up rooting for on your home team. You can really feel that, I think.
Come chop it up with Lowe's, we get them birds like we Cal Ripken, then we chop them down our own. It's not that 410 was popping, bitch.
And to follow more of your work and obviously check out the project, where should people look online?
Sure. So the project is going to be posted at CapitalGazette.com for the anniversary on Friday the 6th. And you can check it out there. It'll be in the Capital newspaper. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'll probably be posting it there. My Twitter handle is at Selene Capgaz. So S-E-L-E-N-E. Like Celine, Cap like Capital, Gaz like Gazette. And I hope that people just have a good time going back and listening to these songs and reliving this moment in history through hip hop.
It's true. It's just so prolific. I think everyone's going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's Newsroom Edition. Thank you all for joining us. For more audio from the Baltimore Sun, head over to baltimoresun.com/roughlyspeaking or wherever you get your podcasts. And while times change, the need for quality journalism doesn't. So please consider subscribing to the Capitol and to the Baltimore Sun at baltimoresun.com/subscribe. For producers Steve Early and the staff of the Baltimore Sun, thanks again, and we'll see you back here next time.
Holding corners like a Cal Ripken, popping like a 40 Cal Ripken.